are consequences. People avoid you or start arguments with you. When you do not, even though you are angry, different things happen. All of your choices create consequences, whether or not you think about your choice, and even whether or not you are aware of making a choice. When you make a choice, you create consequences for yourself. That is why it is important to understand that you are always making choices, and to become aware of what you are choosing. If you do not make this effort, you will continue to encounter the consequences, and they may not be the ones you would want.
This audiobook is about the power of choice and how to use it wisely. It gives you the tools you need to make responsible choices and supports you experientially in practical ways so that you can make responsible choices long after you've finished reading it. Our intention is to give you the most well-rounded, grounded, and practical introduction to responsible choice that we can. This audiobook is designed to be used, not merely heard. The exercises in particular are important. Without them, you will still be able to understand the concepts, but they will not be nearly as useful. You will know more, but unless you actually choose responsibly, you will not change. To assist the process of meaningful change, we have also created a special self-empowerment journal to accompany this audiobook. It will help you to focus your thoughts, emotions, and insights as you read and as you apply the exercises to your own life. Of course, you can still benefit greatly from The Mind of the Soul without buying the companion journal. But if you do not, we ask you to buy a notebook that you like to look at and hold and write in, and record your discoveries after each exercise. Create your own exercises and write them too, in whatever journal you choose. Most of all, experiment with what you learn and observe the results in your own life.
Last, we ask you not to accept anything in our audiobook on faith, but to listen with an open mind and an open heart. If something we say strikes you as valuable, apply it to your life and see what happens. If you feel it does not apply to you, let it go. Make your own choices. Part 1. Choice. The power of choice. Choice equals creation. Each choice you make creates experiences for you and others. Your experiences are dramatically and intimately connected to your choices. In fact, the way you perceive yourself is a choice.
How do you perceive yourself? Do you consider yourself beautiful, ugly, smart, stupid, handsome, plain, inferior, superior, competent, incompetent, outgoing, introverted, brave, cowardly, open, closed, emotional, unfeeling? Do you feel somewhere in between? Or do you feel one way sometimes and other times another way? Think about your characteristics. Write down the words that describe you. Take 5 or 10 minutes to make this list. Now look at each word on your list, and after each word, say to yourself, "I perceive myself as blank, and this is a choice that I have made. I perceive myself, for example, as inferior, and this is a choice that I have made." Keep this list.
When you choose to see yourself as incompetent, you create experiences of incompetence. When you do this consistently, these experiences seem normal to you, and you do not expect to have other experiences. This process is self-reinforcing because after